Come, let us return to Adonai our God, the God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. We wrap around ourselves today the great name of the Trinity, the three in one and one in three, the God who lives eternally. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. I bind unto myself the name, the strong name of the Trinity, the one in three and three in one, the God who lives eternally. Of whom all nature hath creation, eternal Abba Spirit Word. Praise to the rock of my salvation, salvation is of Christ the Lord. Your friends, Adonai, will make known the glorious splendor of your reign. All your creatures shall thank you, Adonai, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. Let them make known to all your might and your glorious reign. Your dominion lasts forever, your rule for all generations. You are faithful in all your words and loving in all your deeds. You support those who have fallen and raise all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand to feed all living things. Most just in all your ways, most loving in every deed, you are near to all who call, who cry out from their hearts. You grant them their desires, hear their cry and save them. You protect and keep alive all who strive to love. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Your friends, Adonai, will make known the glorious splendor of your reign.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah.
Now the word of Adonai came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Adonai Elohim, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But Adonai said to me, Do not say, I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send, you shall go, and whatever I command, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says Adonai. Then Adonai put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Adonai said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ be beside me, Christ be before me, Christ be behind me, love of my heart. Christ be within me, Christ be below me, Christ be above me, never to part. A reading from St. Patrick's letter to Caroticus. O most dear ones, I can see you beginning the journey to the land where there is no night, nor sorrow, nor death. You shall reign with the apostles and prophets and martyrs. You shall seize the everlasting kingdom, as Christ promised when he said, They shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And you, O God, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Christ on my right hand, Christ on my left hand, Christ all around me, shield in the strife. Christ in my sleeping, Christ in my sitting, Christ in my rising, light of my life. Do not judge, and you will not be judged, for whatever you measure out to others will be measured back to you, says the Lord. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation, through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. For whatever you measure out to others will be measured back to you, says the Lord.
When you are hungry, and we form task forces to discuss food deserts or proper nutrition for the poor, forgive us, O God. When you are in prison, and we insist on tougher sentencing for crimes and the building of more prisons, forgive us, O God. When you are naked, and we debate the morality of your appearance, forgive us, O God. When you are sick or injured, and we thank God for our own health, forgive us, O God. When you are homeless, and we build mansions for ourselves while preaching the spiritual shelter of the love of God, forgive us, O God. When you are lonely, and we avoid you by promising to pray for you, forgive us, O God. When we seem so holy, so close to God, but you are still very hungry and lonely and cold, forgive us, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and liberation, in his teaching, his parables, and his example, Jesus revealed that to live fully as the image of God, each of us is called and gifted to meet the real, practical needs of our sisters and brothers. You called St. Patrick to follow Christ's example of forgiving and praying for those who enslaved him, and to share the gospel with the people of Ireland. May our celebration of St. Patrick's Day in the midst of Lent rehearse us in living by gospel values and bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor, that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai our God, the God who is gracious and merciful.